Yeah, that's an odd ending to that track, but yeah, that's how it ends. Welcome aboard, everyone. Welcome to another Rat Hole Radio. Bit of confusion going on there. I seem to have some weird echo loop going on my laptop there. I'll have to sort that out during the show. So as I said, welcome aboard to another Rat Hole Radio. It's as I'm saying this, it's Sunday the 15th of November. I'm just trying to think about it. I don't even know what day it is. That's bad, isn't it? And welcome along. I'm Dan. Welcome for another like hour of very eclectic kind of music stylings. That was opening track. There was a bit of electro, as I'm sure you noticed, by a group called Biochem, and that was a track called Signal Fire, which is the first track on their EP that they've released through Jamendo. And I should mention, as I said, I would. That the only reason that I can play that is all down to Professor Click and Dan, his manager, who we've spoken to on the show before. You've heard their voices if you've heard this show. If you haven't, then go back and listen to episode 3, I think it was, because that's the one they were on. It's on an EP called Grave Diggers by Biochem, and I'm reliably informed that Professor Click and friends convinced them to release it under Creative Commons, which is great to hear. So thanks to them for that, and I enjoyed it, and thanks to Dan for his email about it as well. It's about 6 tracks on there, and that was kind of like my favourite, I think. There's a couple of others on there that I liked, but that was the one that really stuck out to me anyway. That was the first track on there, so I hope you enjoyed it. So it's going to be a little bit different this week, because I don't know if you'll be able to hear in my voice or not. I probably sound the same as ever, but I don't know what's going on. I've caught some bug off my nephew who was here the other day, and he had some flu type bug, and which he lovingly gave to me. So I can't do a live track, unfortunately, tonight. So that's the bad news, I'm afraid, first up. But there is some good news as well. Hopefully good news is that I am going to play an exclusive track that nobody in the world, apart from maybe one or two people, nobody in the world has ever heard before, that I recorded this week in the studio. Obviously I've heard it, so I suppose that's a bit of a cheat. I've heard it, so somebody in the world's heard it, but it's I'm going to play that instead, some of my vocal stylings on it from a time when my voice wasn't quite so badly messed up. I hope you enjoy that later on. So we'll get onto that later. But next up, I've got a track by a guy called Ben Walker, who I've played quite a lot of stuff by. He's a British singer-songwriter from Oxford. I think he's from Oxford. I always get this wrong. I can never remember if he's from Oxford or Cambridge. And I think he's from Oxford. I'm going to say Oxford. I'm going to plump for Oxford. If I'm wrong, apologies to Ben. He does some really great stuff. I've played some of his tracks before, and he was meant to be on the show, but due to I think what they call in the trade scheduling conflicts, it never quite happened. So we'll try and get it together so we can get him on the show in the future, because I'd really like to have a chat to him about what he does and that, because it'd be really interesting. This is Ben Walker with a track called Bubble Bath World, and we're going to move on to some jazz, I think, after that. So as I said, it's going to be eclectic as usual. You've probably got used to that by now if you've listened to the show before, but there's going to be some changes. So here's Ben Walker with Bubble Bath World. I hope you enjoy it. You probably got used to that by now. There's going to be some changes. So here's Ben Walker with Bubble Bath World.
Here it is. Everybody wants to live in a bubble bath world, but nobody can get to them. Everybody wants to live in a bubble bath world. In a bubble bath world, where they can be their own best friend. Everybody wants to live in a sepia world, moving time and standing still. Everybody wants to live in a sepia world, 'cause everyone loves time to kill. Ba-da-da-da-ba-bum, ba-dum-bum. Ba-da-da-da-ba-ba, ba-dum-bum. Everybody wants to live in their favorite film, so they can hear that line again. Everybody wants to live in their favorite film. Ends the same though they watch it time and time and time again. The good guy never dies in sinking sand. The hot girl never ends up with the evil man. The hero never leaves a scene alone. And creatures from another planet always go back home. Superman saves the world again. And Elaine always ends up on the bus with Ben. Everybody wants to live in a bubble bath world. Everybody wants to live. Everybody wants to live in a bubble bath world. Everybody wants to live. Everybody wants to live in a bubble bath world. Everybody wants to live. Everybody wants to live in a bubble bath world. Everybody wants to live. But nobody has thought about wrinkles on their fingers when they get out.
In March I'll ride the tailwinds on the sail of my favorite kite. What about April? How about an April's night? We could watch the April lover's moon go slipping out of sight. We'd stroll till April springtime go softly drifting by. January, I'll be recovering from last year's resolutions. I'll spend February making valentines for the lover of my choosing. In March, I'll ride the tailwinds on the sail of my favorite kite. What about April? How about an April's night? We could make our Aprils last until eternity. Each day would be April if you were here with me. May might find me searching for the taste of summer star. June could be the time I air out my heart. July may see me shining like a violin's first spark. But April is the time. What about April? How about an April's night? We can make our Aprils last until eternity. Each day would be April if you were here with me. June could be the time I air out my heart. July may see me shining like a violent spark, but April is the time. What about April? How about an April's night? We could make our Aprils last until eternity. Each day would be April if you were here with me.
Nice, wasn't it? Nice bit of jazz there. I was getting quite into that. Lots of people enjoying that, chewing out in the someone saying jazz club. Yeah, it is a bit like jazz club. I've made that joke before. Anybody who's seen the Fast Show on UK television all those years ago, they used to have a guy called, you know, who did this thing called jazz club, one of the characters, and pretty much the end of every song he'd come in with the thing like that and just go nice. Listen out for the modulation in this one. Anyway, so that was that last track was by hold on, let me look it up so I'm not lying. That was actually recommended by Don S, who is our if you don't know, is our resident Danish jazz meister himself. I played some stuff by his band Quantum Jazz only a few weeks ago on a recent show. Anyway, really good. He plays the piano in the band, and he sent me that recommendation this week, and I really enjoyed it. And it was it doesn't actually tell you who it's by, what artist it's by. It was on Jamendo, but it's by Blue Canoe Records, who I'm imagining are some kind of record label, unless that's the name of the band. But the song was called What About April. I enjoyed that a lot, and it's from what I think is a wonderfully titled album, which is the title of the album is Look What the Cat's Drug In. I'm not sure whether drug is actually a valid word in there, but you know, it's jazz, man, fuck it, who cares? You know, don't try and pen me in with your, you know, grammar rules, dude, daddy-o. Anyway, that was the full title of that album is Look What the Cat's Drug In, the Modern Jazz Stylings of Blue Canoe Records, Volume 1. There you go. Any title of an album that takes up two lines on the text editor has to be something special. So I enjoyed that a lot. And before that, we had Ben Walker. If you heard some weird echoing going on, I think I've fixed that now. I won't get into the technical details of what was going on because basically it's too boring to go into. But I think I've fixed it anyway through some computer wizardry. So we should be okay now. And I'm going to move on from the jazz into something. I warned you it was going to be eclectic tonight. There's definitely some different styles going on. I should just mention actually before we go on, I'm nursing my cold at the moment with some really nice some lovely green tea that was sent to me by Hannah, who I think is actually listening. She just turned up in the chat room. I'll talk about it more on Linux Outlaws tomorrow. So if you don't listen to Linux Outlaws, you know what's wrong with you. But first of all, you can hear more about that. But thanks to Hannah for the green tea she sent to me all the way from Finland, which was lovely. So I'm enjoying that at the moment. It's keeping me able to speak so far. So here's a bit of hip hop for you for a bit of a change. This is from a guy called Donald D. And it's from Chuck D's record label Slam Jams, which I've mentioned many times. His kind of independent internet record label. Lots of the tracks, like this one, was a free download, but you can go on and buy the tracks for reasonable prices, like 20 cents per track or something like that, rather than the whole iTunes pound or a dollar a track, which is just ridiculous for a download. But anyway, so this is Donald D with a track called What's Up, in that whole hip-hop style-y, you know, What's Up. I hope you enjoy this.
I don't want to be a product of my environment. I want my environment to be a product of me.
Yeah. It's your guy, the Syndicate Sniper Donald D. Boogie down for us, of course. See, I do this for the culture of hip-hop. Whether you're a breaker, MC, a DJ, or you do graffiti, or you do the beatbox, this is what it's all about.
Know what you're doing to yourself.
This is what you've been waiting for. My rhymes to the beat is a tools of war. Since I came through the door, I've been a real soldier. I got everybody rocking, I told ya. Hip-hop ain't dead, it's alive and well. I rap to the fullest, it ain't hard to tell. My pedigree better be top-notch. That's why I keep it moving like the hands on the clock. If you hate hip-hop, keep your hands down. Where is hip-hop? Show your hands now. Yes, I can now. It's in the game plan, the things I do now. With the mic in my hand, I'm the man now. When I strut on stage, Daily News, I'm on the front page. On MySpace.com, they be like, you're a legend. Word up, cause Donald D don't be half-stepping. What's up? This is hip-hop, that's what's up. Come on now, keep your arms up. I got you bouncing, that's what's up. I make the whole jam want to erupt. My DJ cut while I rip it up. Lyrics are fiery, so MCs better duck. In a B-boy stand, yo, what's up? And that's what's up.
Know what you're doing to yourself.
Hold up, wait a minute. It ain't a party if the D's not in it. Every show I do, I'm in it to win it. For real hip-hop, yo, it never ended. I bring the pain, I bring the noise. I do this for the B-girls and the B-boys. Cause C-D ain't got no time to play. Cause most rappers today ain't got nothing to say. Okay, let me see a rapper on his LP. Hold it down like the true MC. And don't be half the 10 or 20 MCs on your album. That's a compilation beat. I come from the school of the battle rap. When you paid your dues and that was that. What? I'm not a hater, I'm just a dictator. The translator, I'm the hip-hop savior.
Think about what you're doing to me. Then you know what you're doing to yourself.
What's up? This is hip-hop, that's what's up. Come on now, keep your arms up. I got you bouncing, that's what's up. I make the whole jam want to erupt. My DJ cut while I rip it up. Lyrics are theory, so MCs better duck. In a B-boy stand, yo, what's up? That's what's up.
Know what you're doing to yourself.
I bust, bash, build, break. It's time to separate the real from the fake. You know what the story is, I'm still notorious. Rap historian, I know what my glory is. The radical rhyme, I'm ripping up all your reasons. On the rhythm that rock, no matter what the season. I did it, done it, stick, hit, I run it. Slick with the little gun and these never fronting. I drop the data, for your haters. Perk, betrayers, see you later. My alter ego is Don Chico. They know about you out in Puerto Rico. I'm so fly, they call me the eagle. The game is on the line, so I hit my free throws. Grandmaster Cav, yeah, that's my peoples. Capital 12, they are my amigos.
This is how we do all day, every day. The true hip-hop way. This is how we do all day, every day. The true hip-hop way. This is how we do all day, every day. The true hip-hop way. This is how we do all day, every day. The true hip-hop way.
I need someone to control the things inside.
He wants to be a machine. yeah. So that was Pornophonic, that last track, which a lot of you already know, but you know, just in case you don't, that's Pornophonic. They're a German industrial type band. They use Game Boys and stuff on stage. They have like a I don't know how it's done. Presumably some form of circuit bending or something like that. But they have a Game Boy on stage that they use and you know play sound effects and stuff through, which is quite cool. So I enjoyed that. And that was yeah, as I said, I Wanna Be a Machine by Pornophonic. You can find all their stuff on Jamenda. There's links to everything that I play in the show notes at ratholeradio.org. If you're listening live, obviously, then I haven't had time to write the show notes yet, so apologies for that. But if you're listening to the podcast, that shouldn't be a problem. The show notes will be ready. Head over to ratholeradio.org, and you can find out you know, all kinds of stuff about the artists and get links and stuff that I mentioned, whatever else, on there. So before that, we had Donald D with the track called What's Up, a bit of hip-hop there, which I'm a big hip-hop fan, as a lot of people probably know by now. I kind of, some of the modern, I don't want to get into a rant, some of the modern kind of hip-hop that's around now, certainly in the mainstream, is pretty goddamn awful, to be honest with you. The music's usually pretty shit, and they don't really bother with any lyrics, they just kind of go, what, yeah, quite a lot. Yeah, I mean, you can't really compare that to guys like Chuck D and you know, even going as far as Ice Cube and people like, you know, just really good lyricists, and Wu-Tang Clan, you know, all these kind of people, they just don't stack up. Jurassic 5, I'm just throwing out random names here. Morton says in the IRC channel there, the chat room, that it should be called Hip Pop, or he's just put Hip Pop, yeah. I'd say that's pretty much Yeah, that's pretty much accurate, to be honest. Straight out of Clacton. Anyway, so yeah, let's keep things moving. So we had some problems with I think it was episode 11. People were telling me they had problems with iTunes. It wouldn't download it, or it was corrupted, or you know, something was going wrong anyway, and they couldn't play it, and it wasn't really working. And I don't know what happened, because as I mentioned last week, I don't really have any control over iTunes, and the files and everything are the same as they've always been from episode one, so I don't understand why it would have caused a problem. But I'm happy to report that last week, episode 12, or the week before, I keep saying week when it's not really a weekly show, so I should get out of the habit of doing that. Last episode, anyway, episode 12, which was in fact 2 weeks ago, worked out okay, and people told me it worked on iTunes, so whatever went wrong, the iTunes gods were smiling on me and it worked again, so... I'm glad that works. If you have any problems, you can always go to the website ratholeradio.org and get the information there. You can download the MP3 or the OGG version of the show straight from there. If you, for some reason, iTunes decides to have a hissy fit or something, maybe it knows I don't play tunes from the iTunes store. Who knows? So moving on. Yeah, I wanted to mention something quickly, which I blogged about this week, which is there's a big campaign at the moment to bring in a new three strikes internet exclusion law in the UK, which would mean that if you get you can be kicked off the internet effectively. You're banned from the internet for supposedly downloading illegal files. But the issue I have with it, and a lot of other people have with it, or the main issue I have with it, is the fact that there's no due course of justice. It's just like, if you're accused by the court of Sony BMG or whatever, you are immediately convicted, and you have to appeal. They're now brought in an appeal process, but even that looks like it's pretty messed up, to be honest with you. So I've been kind of campaigning against this. I say campaigning, it's not like I've been out in the streets doing a hell of a lot, but I've tried to kind of encourage other people to do stuff, and I've tried to kind of spread the word a bit, which I suppose is in a way campaigning. So if you go to three strikes, which is the word three, not the number, threestrikes.openrightsgroup.org, you can add your message to Peter Mandelson there, who's the main guy kind of behind this at the moment. Make your feelings felt, put your picture on there and stuff. I did it earlier in the week, and I put some stuff on my blog at danlynch.org/blog. I wrote about it there, and I'll put a link in the show notes. So if you live in the UK, for people who are outside the UK, it's probably not a lot you can do. I mean, it doesn't say you can't put a message up if you're not from the UK, but I suppose it kind of makes more sense if you live in the UK and you're going to be affected by this law. Let's keep that law off the books and not follow the French down that route. So anyway, enough politics for now. Some more electronic music leading on from that last track by Pornophonic. I've got a bit of kind of electro stuff for you now, a bit more kind of electro. There's quite a lot of electro stuff in this week, I've just noticed, but I do like a bit of electro. So this is Arthur Craven, who I played on the very first Rat Hole Radio, I think. I've certainly played him before. He's an Italian guy, an Italian electro producer who I like a lot, and his stuff's all on Jamendo. This is a track of his called THX. I don't know if it's a homage to the THX theatre sound business thing. Got to be careful what you say about that, because George Lucas sues everyone. But this is called THX, and it's by Arthur Craven. So have a listen to this.
frustration somewhere in this great nation. Millions of riot cops were milling everywhere. They were eating meatball subs, they were swinging billy clubs. Then there came a thunderous noise right above us in the air. RPG, RPG, I can hear the people all shouting out with glee. And when I look up to the sky, I can't help but wonder why that helicopter's circling right above me. RPG. I was singing like a bird, just trying to be heard, singing on the stage some wistful melody. And there seemed to be consensus with that copter up above us. There was just one song now that might have a harmony. RPG, RPG, I can hear the people all shouting out with glee. And when I look up to the sky, I can't help but wonder why that helicopter's circling right above me. RPG. Tased, we were happily amazed that the medics had the water for to flush our eyes for gas. But what was really most impressive, though perhaps a bit aggressive, was when 100 bodies spelled 3 letters on the grass. RPG, RPG, I can hear the people all shouting out with glee. And when I look up to the sky, I can't help but wonder why that helicopter's circling right above me. RPG, 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 RPG.
Yeehaw! What a tune. I love that tune. Yeah, that I hope I didn't shock you too much after the electronic stylings of Arthur Craven after that. Before that, sorry. Yeah, that last track was David Rovics, friend of the show, former guest on the show. He was on, which episode was he on? 11. Episode 11. So if you didn't hear that one for any reason, I had him on the phone and we had a nice chat about music and, you know, how he approaches the music industry and all that kind of stuff. Really cool guy. Like him a lot. So check out his music as well. He's well worth having a listen to. Yep, a real political kind of singer-songwriter. So that was David Rovics with a track called RPG, in case you didn't get that from the chorus. Before that, we had Arthur Craven with a track called THX, which a few people were digging this. Someone dubbed it, I think it might have been Dan, dubbed it, what was it, Break Chip, which I thought was quite cool, yeah. I don't know if that's a real style, so maybe I'm wrong, but that was it's a good description for it. Some nice beats on there, some kind of electro stuff. I like it. So I said at the start, didn't I, because unfortunately I'm kind of under the weather a little bit this week, and I'm saying this week again, this time, and... unfortunately can't. Well, I'm not going to do a live track tonight, but I'll save that up. I'll promise I'll do it in the next time. I'll do maybe I'll do two next time. Who knows? We'll see. Don't hold me to that. Seeing as I had enough trouble like working out one, usually I think two might be a stretch. But you know, I'm prepared to try. So this week I've been kind of before I lost my singing voice. I've been working on a track in the studio. And I'm going to play it now. This is a very rough version of it, anyway. And it's quite an old tune. Well, I say it's quite old. I wrote it last year sometime, and I added some more lyrics quite recently. But I'm ridiculously proud of this song, mainly because it contains the word inexplicably. Inextricably, so I can't even say it. Inextricably, luckily I have more trouble. I have more less trouble, I should say, singing it than saying it. But it contains the word inextricably in one of the lines, which is probably the longest word I think I've ever put into a song. So you know, Stephen Fry will be proud of me. And it also has a something I'm not so proud of: a reference to Google Maps in one of the other verses. I would have tried to say OpenStreetMap, but it really didn't fit the rhyme, so. Please don't get too upset about that one. It's called the track's called The Elephant in the Room, and It's one that I, as I say, recorded mostly this week. This version, I don't know if I'll keep this version or not, but yeah, it's quite a cool tune. I think it's quite a cool tune anyway. I hope you do too. And here it is. This is me with the track that I wrote a while ago called The Elephant in the Room. So have a listen to this.
Of the day, we share a joke that no one else would get. 2,000 years of technology, all leading inextricably to this. Two people not saying anything who can't shut up. Everybody knows just what's sat here right next to me. A thing that scares us both, the elephant in this room is that I love you. Tell me I'm crazy, that I should just let this whole thing lapse. But it's just 1,247 miles from here to Warsaw, at least on Google Maps. It's not a secret I can keep, 'cause everybody knows just what's sat here right next to me. A thing that scares us both, the elephant in this room, is that I love you. It's that I.
Big rock finish there. Yeah, so I hope you enjoyed that. That was I don't know if I'll keep that version of it exactly, but that was a tune I wrote a while ago called The Elephant in the Room. And yeah, some people asking if I looked like Pete Townsend when I was playing on the guitar. Probably not, no. As I said just then in the chat room, Pete Townsend is a big kind of guitar hero to me. I mean, I've always been a rhythm guitar fan, you know, because of the way he played and stuff and the big power chords and all the rest of it. Nowadays it's a bit difficult to say you're a Pete Townsend fan since his legal troubles. But still a fantastic guitarist, and you can't take that away from him. And a great songwriter too, in fact. So if people think it sounded like that, then I imagine Pete Townsend would probably be quite upset at that, but there we go. I'm quite pleased. I suppose I should give you a bit of information, seeing of inside information. I actually changed that because it started off. I broke out my Line 6 Pod XT thing, which I use for the electric guitar, you know, for getting the amp sounds and stuff. And originally, the first version of that song had a Billy Bragg-esque, well, I was attempting for a Billy Bragg-style kind of rhythm guitar sound. There wasn't any acoustic guitar in it. It was just like this kind of Telecaster, because I've got a Telecaster, and Billy Bragg plays Telecaster as well, but it was just that kind of really twangy rhythm sound. But I think there's something up with my guitar. It hasn't been serviced for about 12 years, and I think the intonation's going on it, because when I listened to the track back, the rhythm sound didn't sound in tune, although I tuned it like 50 times, and even between takes I was retuning it, and it's, you know, it just didn't kind of work, so I swapped it for the electric guitar. Maybe I'll play the other version sometime. If I can find it, I'll play the other version. I'll stick that up on the website and put the link in the show notes. So, cool. So, moving on, I got something, again, slightly different for you, but this is amazing. You better get your dancing shoes on for this one, because get your flares out, because this is amazing. This is a band called The Hammerheads, who was actually recommended to me by a friend of mine, JP Campbell, from he lives out in Canada, and he recommended this band. He said they're a local band, or he's seen them around or something, called The Hammerheads. And looking on their website, I love a bit of funk, as everyone knows. I love a bit of funk music. It's odd, because when I was going through music college, I know you wouldn't know it from that last track, but when I was going through music college, all my mates wanted to be like Kurt Cobain, or some of them wanted to be Bob Dylan, and I always wanted to be James Brown, which didn't quite work out for me, as you can probably tell. But I just wanted to be like a funky bastard and play some funky tunes, because everybody needs some funk in their life. So this is a band called The Hammerheads with their track In the Land of the Super Freaks, and if that doesn't tell you enough about what to expect, then I don't know what will. Some nice, on their website they say they're influenced by a lot of 70s funk bands, obviously, Parliament Funkadelic, the man George Clinton, you can't argue with him, Bootsy on the bass, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so this is a bit of, it's kind of almost more disco-ish though in some ways. I'm not against disco, but it went a bit commercial. So this is The Hammerheads with Super Freaks, and it's funky, this is funky, so get your dancing shoes on, here we go.
I see every kind of freak staring back at me. It's got me going crazy. Train is off the track. Childline blew my mind last night, and I don't want it back. No. Getting down, down, down to the bottom of the sea. Non-stop laptop, gold car fantasy. To
another brother. It's later than you think.
Now, the more you climb the ladder, the more you show your ass. Take the Babylon exit now and go collect your cash. Yeah.
Interesting end to that one. Yeah, that was the Hammerheads with Living in the Land of the Super Freaks. And what a funky tune. They are some funky mothers. That's all I've got to say about that. I enjoyed that one. I'm having a bit of a discussion here with Sound Chaser on the forum whether it was disco or funk. I don't know. As I was listening to that, I thought maybe it was more kind of disco-y than funk. Who knows? Yeah, that was a cool tune. I enjoyed that one. So some weird lyrics in there that I'd never noticed before. Like at one point, I swear that bloke sang, "The more you climb the ladder, the more you show your ass," which I'm not sure if that's some big, you know, if that's some big political statement there, like some big philosophical statement. Who knows? But yeah, that was cool. So thanks to JP for recommending that one. I enjoyed that one a lot. That's about. I'm gonna play. I've got like one more track to play here to finish off. I just want to say thanks to everyone who's sent me emails in the last couple of weeks. So thanks to Becky Newbra, who I think's listening at the moment. Actually, most of these people are. Well, a lot of these people are listening. Dan Costales, Rob Connolly, Don S, who I mentioned before, and JP for sending me that Hammerheads track. I enjoyed that a lot. So I'm gonna. I'm going to finish off with a track by a band called The Happy Talk Band. I don't know where to get that name from, but it's another one from that New Orleans compilation that Eddie told me about a while ago. I really enjoyed this track. But I should mention before I sign off that if you want to contact the show, if you want to send me anything, please do send it to show, S-H-O-W, at ratholeradio.org is the email address. And please send me all your suggestions or, you know, maybe guests you want to hear from within reason, you know. People that I might have a chance of getting on the show. Don't send me requests for like Jimmy Savile or anything like that. Although I have to admit, Jimmy Savile would be quite an interesting guest. The more I think about it, maybe I should give him a ring. Ask Jim if he wants to come on and do the show. Oh, now then. Anyway, welcome to Rat Hole Radio. Anyway, I better stop doing Jimmy Savile impressions. Please send me your suggestions for music. If you're in a band or anything, if you play music, if you record music, send me some. I'd like to hear it. It can't be any worse than mine. And, if I like it, I'll play on the show. That's the way it works. So don't forget, come back in a couple of weeks. That will be 22nd, I think it is. 20? No, that's not right. 22nd is 1 week. I'm going to have to look on my calendar. 29th of November is the next live show. 9 p.m. UK time on Sunday, 29th. Please come and join us at ratholeradio.org/live. You can get involved in the chat room with all these lovely people who are on at the moment. And enjoy yourself and hope, you know, make a difference to the show. We usually have votes and things, which I haven't kind of done this week. As you might be able to tell, the kind of ongoing, when I woke up to this morning, I had all kinds of grand plans, and as the day's gone on, this kind of whatever it is, cold or flu's kind of taken over me a bit. So hopefully you still enjoyed the show. I'll see you in a couple of weeks, and this is a bit of kind of rocky, folky rock stuff to finish us off. It's been quite eclectic, so we're going to finish with the Happy Talk Band and a track called Giant. So have a listen to this. I'll see you in a couple of weeks. Take care of yourselves. I'll see you soon.
There's a devil inside me I cannot name. There's no one inside me that knows no shame. I'm not gonna fall apart. I'm not gonna fall apart. You're not gonna break my heart this time. There's a songbird inside me that cannot sing. I've broken his neck and its pretty wings. You're not gonna break my heart. You're not gonna break my heart. I'm not gonna fall apart this time. There's a giant hiding beneath my bed. His stomach's growling, his eyes are red. My skin. He stinks a barbiturate sentient. I'm not gonna fall apart. I'm not gonna fall apart. You're not gonna break my heart this time. There's a criminal looking for a crime. We share the same face, but he isn't a friend.